This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, no doubt everyone is completely aware of the fact that Ramadan has passed so quickly. It was almost yesterday that it started, and we welcomed the month, and now we're bidding it farewell. So in this khutbah, we would like to see what are some possible lessons and contemplations from the quick passing of the month of Ramadan. What does that tell us, and what does that make us aware of in our lives? First of all, the idea of time passing more quickly was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one of the signs before the Day of Judgment. Imam Ahmad narrates in his Musnad rahimahullah from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان, that the hour will not be established, meaning the Day of Judgment will not come until يتقارب الزمان, time will get nearer or closer, meaning shorter. So some of the scholars said this is a reference to how the modes of transportation will change, and they have a good argument. They said, in those days, you used to measure distance by time. So this place is a distance of 3 days. This place is a distance of 1 month. And then when the means of transportation change, that place that used to take you 2 months to get to now only takes a few hours to get to. So that's one explanation, and it's very plausible. The other most popular and more common one is that there will be less barakah in time. A day will still have 24 hours in it. An hour will have 60 minutes in it, but you will not be able to do as much within that same amount of time. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the barakah and the blessing outside of that time. And it seems that we are aware of that, and we've experienced it in our lifetime, especially those who are a little older have experienced this in our lifetime, how time passes so quickly. The hadith that we mentioned in Muslim Imam Ahmad, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that a year will pass like a month, and a month will pass like a day. And if we're not there yet, we're definitely headed in that direction. So time itself now seems shorter, and you get less done in the day. One of the things you can do about that, there are certain things you can do that will bring about barakah in your day. And we'll take an example, and it's an excellent example from Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. As you know, he used to write a tremendous amount of volumes and books, and he would spend a lot of hours writing. And he would mention that there were days when he would start writing right after Fajr, and he would write until Maghrib. So you would imagine, with all this time and using all this daylight, he would write the largest amount in this period. But then he says there will be some days when he will make dhikr. He will pray Fajr in the masjid and sit in the masjid making dhikr until Maghrib, until Dhuhr time. And then he will only start writing from Dhuhr until Maghrib. So that means he spent somewhere around 5 hours or so making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. 5 hours that he otherwise would have spent writing. So you would imagine he would write a lot less in a day like this. But he would say that on days when he makes dhikr until Dhuhr, he would write 5 times more material. 5 times more. So that means there are certain things you can do in your day to bring about a little bit more barakah, such as making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as finishing and completing the morning adhkar. After you pray Fajr, you finish all the adhkar for the day. And those of you who regularly complete the adhkar, you notice a difference between the day where you finish them completely and the day where you skip them. How much more you get done, how much more barakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in your day. So the first thing we see and we become aware of from how quickly Ramadan passed is how time is passing. And when you're aware that time is passing, you're aware that your life is passing. So how Ramadan passed just now is similar to how our life is passing. And if there is a reminder in how people feel regret that the month is almost over, no doubt most, if not all of us feel, I wish I did more in the month of Ramadan. I wish I prayed more. I wish I made more dhikr. I wish I recited more Quran. So now, towards the end of the month, we start to feel this regret. And that should give us a reminder of how towards the end of life, people feel regret. How on the Day of Judgment, people feel regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as the day of hasra, the day of regret, when people regret every minute they wasted, how they wasted their life and how they didn't take advantage of their time. So in that same way, when Ramadan is over, it reminds us of that and makes us aware of that, so that we put effort now in our life and we don't have the same regret when our life is over. And it's a reminder how our life is short as well. Just like the month is short, just like time is flying, our life is passing by. So are we going to make the best of it? Are we going to invest in it or not? The other thing is that you see that no matter what you did in the month of Ramadan, and if you stood for hours and you felt pain and your feet were swollen, or if you sat for hours reciting the Quran, that the minute the next day comes, that pain, that effort, that difficulty is gone. You don't feel it anymore. If someone broke their back trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their best of their ability, and even their body couldn't take it, the next day, the pain of yesterday is gone. And the day after that, the pain is gone. At the end of the day, you'll find that it was, you invested your time, and whatever difficulty you experienced, it just disappeared. And this is how the early Muslims were. Like, they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes their body would give up. A beautiful story of Abu Muslim al-Khawalani, rahimahullah, from the Tabi'een. He was praying at night, and then his feet started to hurt him. So in his break between the raka'at, he actually struck his legs. He struck his feet, and he said, أَيَظُنُّ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ أَيَّسْتَأْثِرُوا بِهِ دُونَنَا. Do the companions of Muhammad think they're going to have him exclusively without us? Meaning, they were his companions in this dunya, and they'll be his companions in the akhirah. But do they think it's going to be just them exclusively? He said, وَاللَّهِ لَنُزَاحِمَنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. He said, we're going to crowd them at the pool of the Prophet ﷺ. So they know that they left real men behind them. It's beautiful that he is in pain, he hurt, but he wants to keep going. And where is that pain of his today? Where is it? And the next day, where was the pain from standing at night? Or the week after? It just went, it disappeared. So he might as well put his time and effort into worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And the other thing we learn is, and we see clearly, the importance of patience in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. We always hear the scholars mention patience is required in three areas: in staying away from the haram, in calamities, and in being patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The last 10 nights of Ramadan is when the Prophet ﷺ would tighten his belt and put his best effort. And you find in communities, in the last 10 is people, this is when people now, their patience starts to wear off. Their sleepless nights start to catch up with them. And they start to, the numbers start to dwindle in the masajid. The exact opposite. But you see with your eyes the importance of patience with the obedience of Allah. Patience in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We'll conclude with what we've said before on this member, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see effort from His slaves. And it might be that you will not succeed in accomplishing your goal as far as worship, as far as reciting the Quran, but you might succeed in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal in the fact that you showed Him that you tried to make effort, that you tried to put some effort. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves to see effort from His servants. And that's why He allowed and extended the life of Iblis. He allowed him to live a long life so that people will struggle against his temptation and struggle against his plotting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see you put effort. We mentioned a simple example of how Allah Azza wa Jal made Fajr before sunrise. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Fajr at 11 a.m., who would miss Fajr? Everybody would be from the people of Fajr. If Qiyam was during the day, who wouldn't be from the people of Qiyam? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it at a difficult time because He wants to see effort from His servants. He wants to see you try. The scholar said something about Salatul Fajr. They said if someone sets his alarm clock for Fajr and he doesn't wake up, he sincerely tried to wake up for Fajr, but he didn't make it, he missed it. They said he doesn't get the sin of missing Fajr. He doesn't get the reward of praying it on time, but he doesn't get a sin for missing it because he made the effort. Whereas someone else who sets his alarm clock for 9:30 a.m., he's clearly not in his intention whatsoever to wake up for Fajr. That person doesn't get the reward of praying Fajr on time, and he gets the sin of missing Fajr. But the difference between the two, even though they both failed technically, one of them put effort. So a few days left. There are just a few days left. Just show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are going to put effort in worship. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا إِلَى النَّارِ مَصِيرَنَا. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
There are just two reminders. One is to continue donating to the masjid. The second reminder is that Zakatul Fitr this year is $10 per person, and there are boxes in the hallways and you can put the amount in there. And you pay it for all your family members, even if your wife is pregnant, it's for the unborn child, you would pay that as well.